Chapter 1. Snow Bees and Cactus Spines. Snow at last! Since yesterday evening, fat snowflakes had been falling from the sky, and now the trees, streets, and houses in Newtown were all covered in white frosting. The town looked and sounded magical. All of the sounds were wonderfully dampened by the snow. Well, maybe not all the sounds. From inside the Bloxburg's house, a rather undampened banging and crashing could be heard. What could it be? Bernard Bloxburg, who was still lying in his warm, cozy bed, woke from a deep sleep with a start. The first thing he saw, in his confusion, was the alarm clock, 5:30. For goodness sake, who was making such a noise at this early hour? At that moment, there was another loud crash. It came from downstairs. Burglars, Bernard thought, and rolled over to wake Barbara. But her side of the bed was empty. What? Was Barbara already downstairs? Or was she being kidnapped by the burglars at that very moment? With his mind full of terrible thoughts and his heart thumping hard in his chest, Bernard crept slowly down the stairs. And then he saw her in the middle of the living room. A dark figure, disguised in many layers of clothes, her face half hidden by a woolly hat and ski goggles. Well, at least she wasn't very big, but still.
Hands up, or I'll call the police, Bernard threatened the intruder.
Daddy, it's me, the little witch called out.
Oh, Bibi, it's you,
Bernard said, obviously relieved.
I'm sorry, I broke 2 flower pots, Bibi said.
Then she explained to her father that she had first knocked one of the plants off the windowsill, then the other, trying to get her skis onto her shoulder.
But I'll use magic to make them whole again in a moment, Bibi offered,
stretching her hands out towards the shards, ready to cast a spell.
No, no magic, especially not so early in the morning, Bernard said firmly.
Then he asked his daughter...